Athletes settle in. Today's breakdown is about building a race-ready foundation. Swim shape, bike power, run rhythm, and execution under pressure. We are not chasing intensity for its own sake. We are building repeatable movement, steady effort, and a race plan that holds up when the body is tired. In the water, start with body position. Head down, hips high, breath relaxed. Reach long, press early, and keep the hand under the shoulder. We are not trying to win the pool with force. We are trying to make the stroke quiet, steady, and sustainable. For today's set, focus on two cues, catch and kick. Catch the water before the elbow bends. Kick from the hip, not the knee. When you feel balanced, increase rate by 5%. That is the only change you are allowed to make. On the bike, power is built through consistency. Pick a cadence you can hold for the whole workout, and keep it in the target zone for at least 6 of every 10 minutes. If you are below, shorten the effort. If you are above, slow the gears and let the legs spin. Remember, the bike is where you protect the run. Strong, relaxed shoulders, smooth hands, and a breathing pattern that you can maintain through the last hour. On the run, cadence is your first cue. Aim for a quick, light step that keeps the foot under the center of mass. If you start to bounce, slow down and shorten the stride. We want rhythm, not force. For the final intervals, practice the transition. Last bike effort, dismount, mount, then two easy strides into race pace. The goal is to make the switch automatic. Race day execution is about pre-decisions. Know your swim exit, your bike fit, your nutrition window, and your run splits. When fatigue spikes, return to the cue. Breathe, relax shoulders, and trust the training. This is not about being perfect. It is about being prepared, consistent, and ready to finish strong. Let's train with purpose,